12th parak of Parah 4th Mishnah. Mazim echalagin shal rabim nichlas hamikdash nimsa mayim psulim. If somebody was sprinkling the waters into a public area where people that needed to become Torah were standing, then afterwards they found out that the water that was used was pasul, and the people that went to Beis HaMikdash basically went to Beis HaMikdash. But Tumah, even so, Potter, those people are Potter from the Korban. Ram says because they're Nusim, they weren't responsible to check out who this exactly the status of the water, since it was assumed that this was a kosher for Aduma waters. If it was from a private area, someone sprinkling on this person specifically, then he should have been mevar more, and if he didn't, then he's at least considered a shogeg and he has to bring a korban. But a kohen gadol doesn't bring the special korban of a kohen gadol whether he was sprinkled on from a public area or a private area. She'ein kohen gadol chayal b'is mikdash. Kohen gadol does not bring his special korban for tumas mikdash, because it's not a chatas, it's only a korban oil of a yorid. Machlikim hoyu lifnei chalein shel rabim v'dolsim v'leinim noim. That they had this window which they would sprinkle the waters of the Paraduman people, and there would be so much water in those areas that people could actually slip on it, and they step on the waters and they're not concerned. Even though we learned before that Paraduma waters are considered Afat Tumah, that's only before they were used. Once they're used, they don't have any more Tumah, and therefore one can step on it and not become Tumah.